Some Virginia Republicans, like Scott Ridgel, are breaking ranks with party leaders over the strategy to reopen just slivers of the government.
I do not believe this is best for our country, for the Commonwealth of Virginia, certainly for Hampton Roads, and I don't think it's best for our conference. And in trying to advance the goals that I think we ought to be advancing, so some of it's a question of tactics.
Ridgel says the shutdown isn't good for the contractors and military personnel in his district who are already being pinched by sequestration.
I don't see that a continued pain in this way helps our country, and that's what I'm concerned about.
Northern Virginia Republican Frank Wolf agrees, but he says it's complicated because many Republicans think this is their best chance to tackle the causes of the nation's growing debt.
And I think the failure to deal with the entitlement issue and the failure to deal with the overall debt is really kind of leading to all this controversy what we're going through.
Even if it's bad for the Republican image, as polls are showing, most rank-and-file lawmakers aren't budging. The party initially demanded a delay of the Affordable Care Act before they'd fund the whole government. Now some members are calling for entitlement and tax reform as a part of a deal. Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith says he still doesn't know what it will take to get him to support reopening the entire government.
And there's a whole laundry list of those. While we focused on Obamacare, if we get something else fixed, that may be enough. We'll have to see. Depends on what's on the table.
Griffith says once Democratic and Republican leaders start negotiating in earnest, the path out may become more clear.
There have to be things put on the table. And you know, sometimes when you get in the room, you're looking for you know, A and B. And while you're chatting, somebody mentions C. Well, you never really thought about C, but C is something you could work out on.
Virginia Republican Congressman Randy Forbes says he's still hoping his party can use the shutdown to gut so-called Obamacare.
I would fund every bit of the government except the Internal Revenue Service. I withhold funding on the Internal Revenue Service until they pulled Obamacare out of the Internal Revenue Service. That would cause Obamacare to cease.
As for the pain being caused across Virginia from the government shutdown, Forbes says the health law is causing problems too.
If you take one person, whether they lose their job because of a government shutdown or whether they lose their job because of Obamacare, it's still a painful job loss for that individual, and we have to fight that because that individual is very real right now and very painful when they're worried about paying car payments or house payments or worried about putting their kids through school.
Republican Rob Whitman is a part of the block of Virginians calling for a short-term bill to reopen the entire government. But he's not sure if calls from him and other lawmakers in the Commonwealth will work.
Have no idea. No idea. Obviously, we need to have the shutdown stop as soon as possible. That's what I want to see. But I understand, too, there are a number of different moving pieces here.
Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.